Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent, unique presenter and the host for this podcast. And if you've missed it in previous podcast episodes, I've actually joined the company twice. The first time I did it was quite remarkable. It was like this bells and whistles presentation that someone told me I was going to make thousands of dollars, have a brand new car, go on luxurious vacations, and that my product would sell itself. I signed up. Heck yeah, I want it. I would love to get rich quick. Well, it was too good to be true. And I ended up quitting. So 2 years later, however, I had more realistic expectations and I understood what it took to be successful in this business. My hope is that after this podcast episode, you too will feel like you are armed and ready to understand proper expectations, not just for you, for your team, but also for prospects that might be given this opportunity in the future. But before we get into the rest of this episode, I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast. You can go to your podcast app of choice. Just search Minute with Mary. You can also find me at minutewithmary.com or by searching on any social media outlet, hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a presenter, or maybe you too joined a while ago and then quit, and you're thinking about coming on back, especially if you're armed with the realistic expectations, I would love to connect with you. You can find out more by going to joinminutewithmary.com. Let's take a little walk down memory lane, shall we? When I first joined, it was great. It was a coffee shop. There were like 20 women there, and this woman was standing up front talking about all the money she made, how this fiber lash mascara could sell itself, how if we joined, we'd make thousands of dollars, and people would want to join us left and right, our friends and family, and how just great it was going to be. How easy it was going to be, I should say. It wasn't easy, guys. It wasn't. And so I became frustrated. I became really frustrated with myself. I thought something is wrong with me. And then I was upset with my sponsor. And I thought, well, she didn't give me the tools. She actually like disappeared. I have no idea where she went. So I blamed her. And then after that, I, of course, terminated in the company. I didn't sell. I didn't purchase. I didn't do anything. And then I ended up thinking something was wrong with network marketing. I thought all of those things that people say that it's a pyramid scheme, that people just sign up and they're actually, you can't do anything with it. They were right. They were right. And so I didn't do anything with it for 2 years. I poo-pooed people who did it. I was like, oh, that scheme, that stinks. I can't believe I like almost fell for it. 2 years later, however, I had realistic expectations and I understood that it is not a get-rich-quick scheme and that what that woman did, how she presented Unique to me all those years ago was incorrect on so many levels. You're not supposed to do that. Unique actually tells you, do not do this. And what she had done actually didn't set me up for success. And come to find out, she's actually no longer with the company. So karma will get you, my friends. So I want to make sure that you yourself don't get frustrated like I did. Maybe you're listening to this and you're wondering, why isn't it working for you? Or maybe you have some new team members and you want to make sure that they understand the proper expectations. Or maybe you're hoping to recruit some people. I'm going to tell you this. When you are armed with the truth, you're going to come into this business with a completely different mindset, understanding that simple actions will make this business rock for you. That this business is not a get rich quick, but it is simple. think of farmers, for example. Farmers have been around since the dawn of time. Well, maybe not the dawn of time, not like dinosaur dawn of time. But, you know, as humans have been around, they've been farming. And it's been those same simple actions that continue to produce crops. Yes, they might have some new fancy machines that help out, but really, they have to clear the fields, sow the fields, take care of those little seedlings, protect them from the sun, nourish them, water them on a consistent basis, and then they'll see the fruits of their labor later on. So this is what I like to talk about, especially with my team, as the law of the harvest. Understanding that you yourself are going to be like a farmer by doing simple, consistent work. And it's really the same things. It's the book, sell, sponsor, and do some self-development and repeat. By doing that over and over, you are going to reap the rewards of your harvest. So this is important when you're talking to prospects, when you're talking with your team, helping them understand that this business does not require a degree, that this business doesn't require you to be an amazing makeup artist, that you don't need to be incredibly smart to do it. You just need to understand these simple activities. And you need to do it on a consistent basis. If you do not do these things, you are going to stop watering your plants and they're going to shrivel up. It'll be like a drought. Nothing's going to come in the harvest if you don't water your plants, if you don't water your mind. So think about self-development, for example. Every single day, you can do 10 minutes of self-development. Maybe you have a book that your upline has recommended. Maybe you can listen to a YouTube tutorial or a podcast like this. If you can fit in even 10 minutes a day, it's going to be watering your heart, your soul, your mind in this company. It's going to motivate you. It possibly will give you different ideas of things that you can do in this business. By doing that, you're going to be motivated. By consistently growing your network, you're going to be planting more seeds. You can do this by having events, parties, by joining groups that have nothing even to do with Unique and that you are passionate about, whether it's yoga or cooking or being a parent. It's talking to other people at the grocery store, at after school pickup, in your yoga class. If you become friends with more people and you genuinely take care and nurture those relationships, they too are going to be interested in you. And when they need new makeup or skincare, they're going to want to help support you. You're also going to want to make sure that you are doing live videos, pre-recorded videos, taking those selfies, just waking up, scrolling on Facebook, liking a couple of statuses here and there, and doing your makeup is not income producing. Okay, if you're on Facebook and you're liking different little videos here or there, and you think, oh, I did my job today, you didn't. You need to create content. You need people to understand you as a person. You need to open yourself up to the world. People will choose you over the drugstore, over the department store, over their favorite makeup store because they connect with you. And if you're not allowing them to get to know you as a person through videos, especially, they're not going to choose to purchase from you. And then the other thing is when they do make purchases from you, you're going to want to follow up. You're going to want to make sure 2 days, 2 weeks, and 2 months after they make a purchase that they're hearing from you. Right away, within those first 2 days, thank them for their purchase. Send them a little voice memo on Facebook. Maybe you mail out a card if they're a brand new customer. Within 2 weeks of ordering, they should have their product. So follow up, make sure the shade was right. Make sure they understand how to use the product. And then within 2 months, check back in again. For example, if they got mascara or skincare, they might want something different. Maybe it's a different season and they'd like to try a different lip color or get a different shade of foundation. Following up is another great income producing activity. So by doing these things, you are taking care of your harvest, you're taking care of your crops, you're watering them, you're nourishing them, and that way you are going to see your paycheck grow. You do this consistently and it is going to make a difference. So Eric Worre has been teamed up with Unique and he has been able to share a lot of his great trainings, and he has this theory, the 1-3-5 plan, where within 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and 7 years, this is kind of what you can expect. Within 1 year, you're going to feel very, very confident in your business. You're going to understand white, yellow, pink, blue, green, orange, and beyond. You're going to understand the different foundations and know what is good for different skin types. You might understand our skincare better. You might know the different shades of lipstick and lip liner. And you might really feel like you are confident at throwing events. Because let me tell you, all of us get a little nervous, especially when we try something new. So within a year from now, you're going to understand how to use the back office, all these different terminologies, and you're going to feel really good about it. In 3 years, you're going to be able to make some good money out of it if you're doing those consistent income-producing activities. Maybe you can go on trips. Maybe you can tackle that debt. In 3 years, you can expect that. In 5 years, Eric says that you should be able to replace an income by doing this business. How awesome is that? Think about 5 years from now, where will you be with your family? Would you like to be home more? Would you like to have some flexibility? Would you like to be moved somewhere and have a full-time income from doing this? Eric says by doing this consistently, you really have a great opportunity to do that. And within 7 years of doing this business consistently, doing those income-producing activities, you can be big time. So make sure that your people are understanding it's not get rich quick, that you're not going to be making these thousands of dollars, but by doing the simple activities consistently, you can be making a huge difference in your life and the life of your team members. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts. Did this kind of shine a light on something for you? Were you frustrated and then you realized, oh, I do need to do those simple activities a bit more consistently? If so, just shoot me a message. I'd love for some feedback. You can find me by searching the hashtag #MinuteWithMary. And if you feel like this episode provided value to you and you want to share it with your teams, please do so. I want to make sure that this gets out there to as many people as possible. I think that as we grow as a company and as we grow as an industry, helping each other more understand how to set people up for success with realistic expectations can mean the world.